Mama thought she could stay in that marriage. I know that. Mama thought she could do better. Mama was tough. Amen? And this marriage wasn't going to fail. And I wish Mama hadn't gone through the things she went through. But I tell you what, Mama was a light. Can you say light? She lit up the room when she came in. Not a beaten down, broken woman, no. And Mama was the one person that after I got married, there was pain, there was problems, there were deep struggles. And there was a lot of hurt that happened to me personally. Not that I was perfect, but I was trying and had been trying to always be a faithful husband. And Mama was the one person that I could talk to and reveal my heart. Are y'all hearing me or not? How many know what I'm talking about when I talk like that? You understand it. You get it. You get it. Mama would keep the confidence. Mama would always love me. And then I would do that a lot as a young pastor, young minister. Because it was 25 years ago this year she was murdered. So I was 30, 31 years old. Been in the ministry for about 10 years, 9, 10 years. And that's a hurtful thing. Ministry can hurt. You hear me, yes or no? Don't hurt me now. I tell people, they're going to hurt me now in ministry at church. After all I've been through in my life, you going to hurt me if you leave? Yes or no? I love you. I'm glad you're here. But don't expect me to cry boo-hoo long tears. Because I've already been hurt bad. How many can testify to that right there? You've already been through some mess. Amen. Say. So little mess that happens to you in life now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's like water off a duck's back, ain't it? Say. I don't mean to be unkind to you. I'm not trying to be. But that's part of life, isn't it? You just grow up, don't you? You get tough. It's the way it is. But boy, did I ever hurt younger. I was always a winner, one to win. And I'm going to get with the message, Rog. I know. Roger's wondering. We don't even have slide one up. I'm turning into a freak. We'll get there. But I'd call Mama, and she'd say things like this. As I would start to tell her my problem, she would say, Romans 8:28, still in the Bible. What's Romans 8:28? If you know it, say it with me. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. But just real easy, that verse says, all things work together for good. One more time. All things work together for good. And Dean, I'm going to go ahead and spoil it. I'm going to spoil what I'm giving away. Should I do it or not? Thank you. You know what Dina just sounded like? My mother. Yeah, we have a special gift today, ladies, for you, and it has that verse on the outside of it. All things work together for good. Say that with me. All things work together. So that is from my mama to you today. You hear me? My mama's in heaven today. She's loving this message right now. She's tuning in. Better than internet. It don't mess up. Amen. Come on.
But here's you what have mama to, would do. You have to get to the message, right?
Thank you. Hush your mouth. I could do this all day. Hilarious right there. He's a young Ed McMahon back there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
I know you are. I hear you, buddy. But anyway, so I would call her with my problems. And she would say, get out your notepad. Because I was usually sitting at my desk when I called her. Get out your notepad. Let's talk about it. Here we go. Here's the message, Bubba. Let's go. We're going to throw that right there. Say that with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get out your... One more time. Get out your... That's what she'd say. Get... Now, this ain't the only thing. I've got like 20 mama messages. But this is one of the greatest things I ever learned from Mama. And then I developed it over the years and saw it so much in the Bible. And so I developed a message, a strong message called Get Out Your Notepad. What was Mama saying? She was saying this. Look at it. Write your blessings. You crying? You got it so tough? You going through this mess? This is Mama talking. Get out your notepad. Now, she didn't start off like that. You know how mamas do. How are you? Write your blessings on one side, son, and write your messes on the other. Just go ahead. Go ahead. And let's see how you're doing. Here's what the Bible says. Like I said, she didn't quote all these scriptures to me, but I started to look at it and see it from the Word, especially after Mama was taken. After she was gone, I can't call Mama no more. And the Lord touched me. Remember what your Mama said, son. Remember what your Mama said. And so I started to look in Scripture and develop it and see what she was saying. Look at Deuteronomy. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou should say, who shall go over to the sea for us and bring it to us? Children of Israel in bondage. But the word is very near unto you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart that you may do it. See, I've set before you this day. Say it with me. Life and good. And I've set before you what? Death and what? Evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest what? Live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess. But if your heart will turn away, say turn away. You don't want to see the blast, you just want to look at the mess. If your heart will do what? Turn away. So that you won't hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. How many bad thinking led you down the wrong path? Let me see some heads, some hands. Some bad thinking, some crazy messed up stuff got in my head and led me down the wrong path. Bible ain't that hard to understand here. And God says this. You do that, I'll denounce you. I will denounce you this day, and you'll surely perish. You want to learn how you can absolutely screw up your life? Listen to me. Focus on your mess. You want to be a denounced person? Focus on your mess. Stop being a person of faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. Start always whining, complaining. You're absolutely going to destroy your marriage. Your kids are going to hate being at the house. People that work around you are going to hate going to work because you're there. Isn't that the truth? I'm telling you the truth today. This is a curse. Bless or mess. I'm not saying you don't have to deal with your mess, but you don't deal with your mess. But just always thinking about the mess. You'll never be your best by just thinking about the mess. You hear me say, well, if I get up this morning, first thing I do is start getting depressed and thinking about everything's wrong in my life, I'm going to have a good day. No, you ain't. You have a very, very bad day. God says, I'll denounce you and you're going to perish. And Gary's saying that to you today too. And you're not going to prolong your days. You're going to have some lousy, crappy days. It won't surprise me if you don't die early. Or take your own life. Or do it with stupid stuff. Whether thou passest over the Jordan to go to possess it. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, God says. I've set before you, say it with me, life and what? Blessing and what? Cursing. Therefore, what am I to choose? Choose what? Now, the pro-life movement uses this verse. It's a great pro-life verse for protecting the unborn. But this is really a verse for real life. And I'm telling you, not that children aren't real life, they are. Life begins at conception. Got it? But this is a verse on living your life. Every day you can choose a life of death or a life of life. You can choose a life of blessing or a life of cursing or mess. And God says, choose life. Why? So you and your kids can live. Choose life. Mama chose some life sitting in that chair that night so that she and her kid, me, could live. Amen. And boy, the life I've had. Wow. Thank you, Mama. Whew. Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God. Why do this? Why choose life instead of death? Why choose blessing instead of cursing? So you can love God. Don't you tell me how much you love the Lord if you're always focused on how bad your life is. You cannot praise the Lord out of a mouth that's whining and complaining and griping and look at me and look at this mess of mine. And I'm not saying your stuff ain't true. You just have to do what the kids sang this morning. Fight! 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 Fighting words. I am somebody. I do matter. God, you do love me. Fighting words. Yes or no? Now, they sang it real sweet. My advice to you is scream it. Amen. And that you'll cleave, that you may obey His voice. How can I obey God's voice if all I'm ever listening to is the devil and how bad I am and how bad I got it? That you may cleave to Him. How can I cleave to Him when I don't even feel like He's with me? Because He's left me and I'm blaming Him. For He is your what? Life. He's the length of your what? Days. That thou may dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. And that's our promise too. He's promised this for us. I'm about to kill over right now. I still think I'm 30. I ain't. People come and go, you've got such energy. Yeah, like at 1 o'clock, I can't even lift one arm. Here we go. Here's what God says. I set before you, say it with me. Life and blessing and cursing. I set before you guys. That you might what? That you might what? It hurt Mama when I called her. It hurt Mama. I would tell her what I was going through. That I'd been betrayed or hurt real bad. Because she loved me more than anything. But Mama didn't cry with me on the other side. She was good. She would listen. She was kind. But she wouldn't leave me in the ditch. She left me with an answer to get out. Amen. Say. It'd be like Mama if she saw me in a ditch, water up to my nose. Would she sit there and go, oh, I know you're crying. I'm crying too. We're going to cry. No, Mama would jump in the ditch. Y'all hear me or not? Mom, if somebody was going to die in the ditch, it's going to be Mama dead in the ditch. The kid ain't going to die in the ditch. That's what Mamas do. Yes or no? Amen. And that's what she was seeing from far away. And she was going through, I didn't realize it. I didn't know she's being beat. I didn't know she'd been abused. I didn't know she'd been beat over the washer and dryer, her head pulverized. When I'm calling her on the other line, telling her about my problems. Needless to say, this has really got into me now, big time. Amen? I'd like it to get into you, but I can't expect it to get into you just today. I mean, but boy, I'll tell you what. If there's a place you'd like to come up to and get drink from the well, this is a good well to drink from today. This won't screw you up, I'll tell you that. Jesus said the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy your life. That's why Satan's on this planet. Not making all this mess happen, so much of the mess we make. Or somebody in our life has made it to us. We blame the devil. No, the devil's job is to take all that mess and screw your head up. Amen. It's a spiritual warfare. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have what? Life in the mess. You might have it how? abundantly or to the full. You mean you can live a life to the full with all kind of crap in your life? Absolutely. And that is that light that shines. We wonder why we got everything together, everything's going good, but we don't have a witness for Christ. So often, honestly, it's because you don't have a lot of mess, I guess. I don't know. Boy, if you have a lot of mess and you can see through that mess that Jesus is everything and you follow him, you'll have a bright light to a lost world that's screwed up out there. And that's what Mom was trying to tell me. So she said, get out your notepad. Here we go, Bubba. Here we go. What we're learning. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Put life on one side, son. Death on the other. There you go. Life, death. Here we go. Life, death. Bless and mess. Do you see the notepad or what? How hard is this? You'll see everything on this side. Those are good words. Life, blessing, bless. See it? Mess. Cursing. Not talking about just curse words, but guys, we curse ourselves. We curse ourselves when we talk about the mess. I can't make it. I'm no good. I don't matter. You don't matter because someone else cheated on you. No, they don't want to screw up. Not you. But why do we think, no, it must be me? Because we live on that other side of the line. Did I lose you? Hello? Bless words. Curse words. Instead of thank you, Lord, for what I have. It ain't much, maybe, but I got it. I've got you. I'm still eating. I still live in America. Hallelujah. If I'm in a box on the side of the road, I'm still in America. Amen. Say, come on. If you'll not hear, God says in Malachi, if you'll not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I'll send a curse on you. It's a natural thing that happens. When we don't listen to the Lord, when we choose to focus on the life, the death, the mess in our life, that becomes our focus. It's a natural thing that's happening, and that is there's a curse coming on you. I'll curse your blessings, and that's what happens. How many have ever thought so negatively, and it just absolutely, it knocked out all the good things in your life? Can I see it in your mind, at least in your mind? In your mind. I'll send a curse upon you. I'll curse your blessings. Yeah, I've cursed them already because you don't lay it to what? You got it so bad. Yeah, God says, I gave my son for you. He's prepared a place for you. You're surrounded by angels, but can't even see them. You live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, maybe ever. So often we give way too much credit and attention to our what? Are y'all okay this way? Am I a little tough on you today? Okay, I hope not. I love you. I know I got off tip, but anytime I talk about this subject, it probably gets a little hard. But I love you. This is important. This is the way you can win at your life. You can win in your marriage. You can win in your job. You can win in your relationships. You can win everywhere you go if you'll listen. Sure help me. So often we give way too much credit and attention to our mess than we ought. Keep pushing me, buddy. We treat it like it's a what? That's what we're doing. We're often taking our mess and our stuff in our life, and it almost becomes a form of idol worship. Anytime you meet them, how you doing? Well, you know. And then even, you don't even have to ask them how they're doing. You just know it. It's coming. The cloud's coming. There it comes. How many know what I'm talking about? I just can't take it. And guys, I bring up the stuff in my life that I've gone through here to try to help you. It's not the easiest thing. I could just so go ahead and forget everything that's happened in my life and just get up here and have a Bible study every Sunday. But I really like taking the Bible and teaching it about life. And this is life. So, it becomes our curse because of our what? Because of our what? Focus and because of our what? And that's what Mama was hearing. And she said, get out your notepad. We make it our curse, and therefore we curse ourselves. The opposite can what? It can be true if you want it to be. It can be true. Focus on the what? Our blessings don't get enough what? Well, why would I focus on my blessings? I'm going to focus on the bad stuff so I can fix the bad stuff. I'm not going to focus on my blessings because it's already good. And God's saying, you're an ingrate. And you think you know better than I know. You focus on what's good. You give attention and time to fix what you can. Jesus said, take no thought for your life. Don't even take thought for tomorrow, what it's going to bring. Sufficient is the evil today. What was he trying to teach us? Trying to teach us, don't get too consumed. You can work on some mess. You can fight some stuff. But don't let that stuff become your life. I am your life. I am your life, God says. So we need to do it. Need to focus on it. Look at it. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Our blessings don't bless us because of our focus and our words. Keep going. We miss seeing our blessings. Therefore, we are not what? I can't be blessed because I got all this mess. Well, no, you can't see the blessings because you done put mess all over them. And you don't want to see those blessings because of all the stink you've put all over it. Excuse my language. You understand the picture? All these blessings full of mess. Eh. So all you see is the mess. We're the ones that put it over there. Is your mess really a curse? Is your mess really a curse? Probably not. Probably not. Probably not. It's bad, but it ain't that bad. Say that with me. It's, but it ain't that bad. That's what Mama was saying to me on the phone. Gary. And I'm as hard-headed as an ox. How many think you're hard-headed in the room? Let me see some hard-headed hands. I would say 80 to 20 men. If you ever come to this church and feel like, oh, man, he's being tough on me, he's picking on me, the only reason I'm doing that is because I'm talking to myself. I have to scream at Gary. You understand or not? Say, I need this message. A double-minded man. Here's what I mean. Bless, mess, bless, mess. I'm going to look at the mess. I'm going to look at the mess. Liberty, bless, mess. You're just all screwed up in your head. The Bible says how the mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Say that with me. Learn a verse. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If I just focus on my mess instead of my blessing, No. You're going to be double-minded. You need to focus on your blessings. Focus on your blessings. Say that with me. Focus on your... Work on your mess. Focus on your blessings. And a lot of you would do well to forget the mess. How many of that was a struggle for you? You still struggle a little bit with it. Some mess in your life, and it's just hard to forget it. I still struggle with that. Some of that's still hanging on to me. The deep betrayal, the hurt, the being left. It hurts, man. It's hard in having to start over again and walking familiar paths that you've walked before, and that enemy's there to attack. The mind. Y'all hear me or not? This is a message for me today. The power of words. This is a great, if you don't know the Bible and you can't really get this together here, you miss so much in the scriptures. This is incredible. Look at now what we've talked about today. The power of words. The power of words. If I focus on the blessings, I'll be blessed. It ain't a magic wand. That's what the TV preachers tell you. Oh, if you bless us with $5,000, you'll get $25,000. Or mom will get healed from cancer. That's not what that's saying. If you focus on blessings, you'll be blessed because you focused on the right things. Amen. Think on good things. It works in anything you do. A relationship. It even works on a dog. If all you remember is a dog pooped on the floor last week. Well, you pooped on the floor last week. But he's going, yeah, but I ain't done it in 7 days. But still, you kick him in the head every time you got, boom, you pooped on the floor 7 days ago. Man, if a dog will get it, why can't we get it? Say, that's the first time I've ever used a dog in my preaching. But it worked because my dog has been pooping on the floor. He's been sick. I can't look at him the same. I'll work on it, though. Here we go. On the morrow, Jesus speaking. They were coming from Bethany, which is about 5 miles or so from Jerusalem. Or a day's journey. I forget what it is. Close. I've been there. And Jesus was hungry. He was hungry. And he saw a fig tree afar off. Woo! Fig tree's coming. Woo! Fig tree's coming. I'm hungry. And he gets there and he doesn't find anything on it. I remember being a gardener and growing gardens with mom and stuff like that. Pretty leaves, no plant, no fruit. Oh, he hated that. Jesus wasn't any different than us. He came to it. He didn't find anything on that tree, that fig tree, but leaves. Because it just wasn't a time for them figs to be ready yet. And Jesus looked at that tree and said to his disciple, he looked at him, he said, I'm going to tell you something right now. Ain't no man ever going to eat figs from that tree again. That fig tree done ticked me off. Now, you don't see Jesus do that much in his scriptures. But he did it that day. He was hungry. Didn't want no fig tree. And he thought, well, I'll just use this to teach a lesson. And his disciples heard it. And so he basically cursed that fig tree. You'll never bear fruit again. You'll never have any. You're dead in a hammer, Jack. Power of words. And the morning they passed by and they saw that fig tree. What was it? Next morning they look at that tree. That thing is deader than a hammer. And Peter called to remember it, saying, behold, Master, you know that tree you cursed yesterday? It's dead. And Jesus looked at him and said, have faith in God. Now, if you're not careful, you'll miss that whole story if you didn't hear the message this morning. The power of words. Say that with me. The power of. One more time. The power of. You ever been hurt by somebody's words? I'm not talking about they said something, but I mean it hurt you so bad it just killed you. You understand? God says, your words hurt me. Your words are hurting you. You're focusing on the mess instead of the blessings I've given you. Powerful message. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Jesus spoke to him, have faith in God, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now, I just want to say something right there. Again, people take this verse and say, if I say to Mount Everest, be removed, Mount, you can sit there all day long and pray that Mount Everest is going to be removed and Mount Everest ain't moving. That's TV preacher makeup stuff. Jesus was trying to speak sense and knowledge. Here's the mountain that was in my life. I didn't matter. I had no value. Something must be wrong with me. But my faith and belief in God over the last probably 7, 8 to 10 years has helped me so much in my life to know that I do matter. I do have value. And that mountain has been removed. Do y'all hear me or not? Do you get that? Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Do you understand? How many were in a relationship before? And let's have some hands. And you were hurt. But God has helped you. He has helped you. It was a mountain in your life, but He helped you. And honestly, you didn't think you could do it. Let me see some hands that say, God helped me to do it. Look at that right there. Look at that's half the church. Amen. That's what that's teaching. Stop saying life sucks. Excuse my language. Stop saying stuff like that. Stop talking like that. This is going to be a horrible message for radio. God says, your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, where have we spoken so much against you? You said, it's vain to serve God. He hears us. What profit is it that we've kept His ordinances, that we've walked mournfully before the Lord? God hears every word. Another verse I think that's really taken out of context. Will a man rob God, yet you've robbed me? Wherein you say, wherein have we robbed you? God says, in tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. People don't give to the Lord like they could because they're focusing on their mess and they're not focusing on your blessings. How much more would the church in America be blessed if the church in America focused on how good we have it in this great country? How many blessings we have. Did you know we're the only country almost on the planet that you probably get a check, some kind of retirement check, or you get a Social Security check or something? Do you understand that, yes or no? You think every country has it? No! That you could actually, in Inglewood, Florida, pick up stuff by the road. And if you were industrious enough, you could make a living just from picking up people's trash. Did you know that, yes or no? You'd make a good living. I furnished a whole house with it. Kim and I put our little cottage up for sale. We're going to be moving to another home, a little bit bigger for our family. The people asked for the furniture. I said, sure. I bet I didn't have, I can't say in case they're watching, thousands of dollars. God says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in your house. Prove me wherewith, says the Lord, if I won't open the windows of heaven and I'll pour out you a blessing. The blessing's probably not going to be financial blessing. It's probably going to be the blessing that you stop being so negative and cursing so much your life, and you're going to start to see how good you have it. Amen or oh me. There ain't going to be room enough for you to receive it. I'll rebuke the devil for you. He ain't going to destroy the fruit of your ground. Listen, the fruit of our life is destroyed because of our mind and because of our words. Neither shall your vine cast before the time in the field, says the Lord. And all nations are going to call you blessed, for you're going to be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, where have we spoken? You say, it's vain to serve me. We saw, what profit is it that we've kept your ordinance and we've walked in your ways? Just repeating it again. Keep looking. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. And we do that. How's this guy over here who doesn't serve God get ahead? That's evil for us to talk like that. Are y'all listening or not? Mama whooped my tail, didn't she? Get out your notepad. Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, those that reverence him, those that believe in him, those that bless him. There's a book of remembrance God has. Don't you want to be in that book? Say, I want to be one of the ones that had faith in God. I want to be one of the ones that believed God. I want to be one of the ones that was knocked down but got up. Amen. Say, and praise the Lord anyway. There's going to be that book. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. And in that day will I make up my jewels. Don't you want to be a jewel for the Lord? How do you become a jewel for the Lord? Speak blessed words. Think on good things. Praise the Lord. Live on this side of the line. Choose life. Choose blessing. Are you hearing me today? In that day I'll make up my jewels. I'll spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that doesn't serve the Lord. A lot of stuff in the Bible if you start to search it. Big, 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 big deal. Mama said what? Am I done, Raj? Cuss your mouth. Half? No, we're done. Bless, blessing, bless words. When you focus on the blessings, there's gratitude. When you focus on blessing, there's peace with God. Amen. How can you go to bed at night when you focused on the bad things in your life and you end up your day that way and you lay those at the feet of the Lord? You've just treated me crappily. So I live happily ever after. I don't think so. No, Lord, you've been good to me. I'm still doing this like the song says, every breath I have you give me. You know, when you start to get older, I know a lot of you laugh at me and think I'm not old, but I do have some issues going on. And as I'm getting older, I start to thank the Lord for just normal breathing and my heart not racing. Isn't that silly? Not silly at all, is it? The things that we should be thanking the Lord for. Amen. The time in my life that I've given to things that do not matter and that I could not fix. I was an idiot. If you'll do this, you'll feel better. It's a fact. You'll feel better if you think this way. Surgeons affirm that people who exhibit faith do better in surgery than those who do not have a religious faith. They will tell you this on Dateline, not on the Christian television network. They will tell you this. Surgeons will say, a person of faith does so much better than someone who's all worried and stressed out. Now, here's the question. Can you even imagine the power that you have when it's not just a religious faith? Can you imagine the power that you possess when it's a solid, real, personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? And we're going to quit right there, Raji. Can you imagine the power that you have? Are y'all listening? Have I just drove y'all straight? I feel like on Mother's Day I drove them up the wall, Lord. You know what Mama's saying? Good! Good! We needed it today. Amen. How many felt like you got a little tail kicking today? A little bit. How many say, boy, I needed that today? Let me see some hands. I needed that. I needed that. I needed that. Boy, Mama loved me. 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 But that didn't keep Mama from saying the hard things. Mama loved me. And I hope you'll say that today at this church. Pastor Gary loves me. Pastor Gary loves me. Pastor Gary loves me. I matter to Pastor Gary. Why would that man get on that stage and open up his heart and preach like a crazy lunatic on such a subject if that man didn't love me? Do you hear me today? Don't put me up some high place. No. But certainly know that this man loves you. I don't want you to lay in that ditch. Today I jumped in that ditch with you. You hear me? We're getting out of this ditch. You hear me say, we're getting out of this ditch. But here's the good news. I ain't drowning in that ditch either. I'm getting out too. Amen. Come on, because I ain't your mama. I'm getting out of that ditch. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. Come on. Let's stand on up. Now, if it was your first...